I'm Omar Mahmoud, and you're listening to Punchlines, where we pick a theme and put together the best late-night jokes. Today's theme, just elected and already skipping out on White House? Trump has talked about fleeing the White House on weekends, and that might help one Washington insider. James Corden tells us who. Jimmy Fallon talks Trump's salary. You'll never guess how low it may go. Seth Meyers shows us how tweets could continue to be a problem for the president-elect, and Conan O'Brien brings up a few unusual cabinet picks. All this and more in today's Punchlines.
On 60 Minutes, Donald Trump gave his first TV interview since being elected, and get this, he said that he will only take $1 a year as president. All part of Trump's unending commitment to never pay taxes. He's just not gonna do it.
Now, to be fair to Trump and his supporters, there are some angry protesters out there tweeting things that make it seem like they don't accept the outcome of the election. Like this tweet, quote, "We can't let this happen. We should march on Washington and stop this travesty. Our nation is totally divided." Who was that crazy activist anyway? That was Trump in 2012 when Barack Obama won re-election.
Get this, I read that after Donald Trump met with President Obama, Trump seemed surprised by the scope of the president's duties. Trump said, "Who knew?" And Hillary was like, "I did. I knew. I knew exactly."
So he changed his mind on protesting from 2012 to 2016, and we should expect him to continue to change his mind. By 2018, don't be surprised to see President Trump tweet, "Very unfair to blame president for America's problems. This job is hard, and I am sad."
If Ryan Priebus was a character on Game of Thrones, even then people would be like, "Seriously, that's your name?" That's right. Priebus will be Trump's chief of staff, although they'll be renaming the title to Chief of Deleting Embarrassing Tweets.
During the interview last night on 60 Minutes, Donald Trump said, "I'm a very sober person." Yeah. After hearing this, half of America said, "So were we until last Tuesday." I think it's this half here, by the way.
Rumors are circulating that Donald Trump has been telling his advisors that he plans to spend his weekends in his Trump Tower penthouse in New York City instead of the White House. Yeah, I know. I don't think that's what voters meant when they said they wanted a Washington outsider.
Yeah. Did you hear this? Donald Trump's children, his children, are helping him transition to the White House. Yes. Right now, 10-year-old Barron Trump is interviewing the next head of the NSA, talking to him. It's gonna be SpongeBob. Or a Minecraft creeper.
And even many Republicans expressed horror. When asked how she would feel about Bannon being included in a Trump administration, GOP strategist Anna Navarro responded this way.
What do you think about the Steve Bannon pick, if that's actually what's gonna happen?
Do you have a match somewhere so that I could set my hair on fire?
At this point, CNN should just keep a lighter and a bottle of kerosene on set at all times.
I love that Trump just thinks he can just take off back to New York. Like, just imagine Trump on a Friday afternoon at the White House asking his national security advisor, "Hey, you think this ISIS briefing will be over by 6? It's just I've got a thing."
So far, Trump's hiring decisions did not inspire confidence that he'll be a president who respects the basic principles American democratic institutions are founded on. In fact, in many ways, he seems completely unprepared for this job, a fact that even President Obama has apparently noticed, because as the Wall Street Journal reported yesterday, during their private White House meeting on Thursday, Mr. Obama walked his successor through the duties of running the country, and Mr. Trump seemed surprised by the scope. After meeting with Mr. Trump, Mr. Obama realized the Republican needs more guidance. He plans to spend more time with his successor than presidents typically do. So now Obama has to tutor Trump on the presidency. Can you believe that? That's like if a burglar broke into your house and then you had to walk him around and show him where all the valuables were.
What about this? Should I steal this?
When Hillary Clinton found out that Trump wasn't planning on staying in the White House on weekends, she was like, "Since you're not gonna be there..."
And to watch Punchlines online, visit opinion.usatoday.com. While you're there, vote for your favorite joke from today's show.